interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. Thanks for tuning in. Another exciting edition of the Treasure Coast Insider. And I can't wait to introduce you to one of our new media partners. Prior to doing so, though, I do want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero Beach. True nail artists. If you have a design you want to implement it, they can make it happen for you. They can also help host private parties like bridal shower, like pampering, bachelorette, pre-party pampering, little kids. These gals, I see moms bringing little kids like 8, 9, 10 for their birthdays, and they get these cool colored nails and all this fun, and there's chairs specific just for the young people. It is, again, open 7 days a week. And if you are looking for a new nail salon, or you are just in a hurry and you want a place that can accept walk-ins, here in Vero, check out Foxy Nails. They've been a longtime partner of the program. I've been with them since the day they've opened, and I'm always feeling pretty foxified, folks. Pretty foxified indeed. So speaking of businesses that are really cool, you can be found online, not just on our website for treasurecoastinsider.us, but also on treasurecoast.com. And recently, not only did the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network take to treasurecoast.com to help promote our three county-wide event, we also, as the premier Treasure Coast Movers, White Glove Moving and Storage also was able to partner with treasurecoast.com. And we are so impressed with what we're seeing that I just had to bring the wonderful editor of treasurecoast.com onto the show with us so that our listeners can learn a little bit more about the website as a resource, not just for helping to spread the good word about where to go and what to try and how to give back, a lot like this radio program, but also the benefits as advertisers and so much more. So Cindy Lentz, welcome to the program, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much, Anna, for having me.
I am so thrilled that the proof is in the digital pudding with how effective treasurecoast.com really is for those that are looking to promote and brand on a fixed budget. And in the time of COVID and so many of us really utilizing digital and online more, this is just so user-friendly.
It is very, very user-friendly, and there's loads of information on our website for all three communities. I mean, that's one thing where we're more, I feel like we're an information place. I came about 2015, I took over from the last editor, and my vision was that we were going to be an information place, that we needed to focus in on our community.
You're so right. Our community is different. It's special. I think that we collectively showcase and come together in unique ways, that why not have one spot where you can get all of that info at your fingertips?
Yes, exactly. Very easily.
So I do want to kind of mention, so for example, Arts Fest was this past weekend, and as White Glove Moving and Storage, we're a longtime sponsor with that event and the Martin Arts Foundation as a whole, as fine art movers and really believing in the value art brings to a special community such as our own, that was important. So we got to make some posts and we got to share it on the various Facebook group pages that treasurecoast.com is at the helm for. That is also an opportunity for advertisers and organizations to take advantage of too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And something that I really want to do is I want to make sure we're all telling people about our nonprofits in the community. Arts Fest is just one thing. We have the most amazing nonprofits And we can be telling people about it, because what is that? That's more information, and it makes us that information place. And then people will say, you know, I was on Facebook, and I saw something for the Church Coast Food Bank. Now, that's something that everybody can use, everybody can share, and that brings us back to the community. We have, besides Treasure Coast, we have news groups. So we have one for Vero Beach, two for St. Lucie County, two for Martin County, one for Jupiter, and one for Okeechobee. So what I do with the news is in the morning time or any time we put news on it, we kind of triage our news to those news groups. So if I have something that I think really only the people for St. Lucie might be interested in, I just share it to the news group. I do the same thing for Vero Beach. In the morning time, there's a bunch of places I go through, the police, the sheriff, the county, maybe I've written an article about it, and I just triage that information over there so people have the information they need.
And from the news groups, you're talking about the breaking news blank, right?
Yes.
So breaking news Vero Beach, breaking news Fort Pierce, breaking news Port St. Lucie, breaking news Stewart, breaking news Martin County, breaking news Jupiter, and then Palm Beach, and then breaking news Okeechobee. So mm-hmm. when you're online, folks, and you're in Facebook and you're looking for groups that are going to be able to give you information that's pertinent to the towns you are in for the day or where you're living or visiting, that is a resource that, again, is entirely free as the user, and depending on the organization, entirely free to have it reshared and promoted. And it just helps for all of us to be in the know, right?
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm not really into, we do write the news, but more than anything, I'm into information. What are the events going on? What can people go to? What can we support?
Yes, exactly. And, you're so right. Our community is so philanthropic. And 10 years ago, when we launched the Treasure Coast Insider, it's gone through a couple of name changes. But 10 years, we've been here celebrating and helping to share the positivity of where to go, what to try, and how to give back. The notion was just that simple. If you're going to go out and enjoy a dinner, why not go out and spend that same amount of money on a dinner that benefits a charity that you can get behind?
Exactly.
And support, right?
Exactly. And we have, on our website, we have a calendar on the website, and people are always free to send us stuff in our inbox or put it into the news groups, and we'll just share it. If it's a not-for-profit, we're so cool with that. We're like, give us the information, please.
So that is actually one of the easiest features on the website, even prior to the launch of our media partnership with the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, with the radio program, and with White Glove Moving and Storage. I was able to just utilize that calendar and upload the various luncheons. Again, the first Tuesday of every month, Port St. Lucie, second Friday of every month, Vero Beach, third Wednesday of every month, Stewart. And it was so simple. And you're saying that that's open for everybody to take advantage of.
Yeah, free.
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 So let's delve a little bit deeper into the website itself, because it's incredibly high ranking as a resource for residents, whether they're year-round or seasonal, to come to and try and find events or vetted businesses and the like. Let's talk a little bit about the website itself.
Okay, so we have a lot of different components. But if you go to treasurecoast.com, it's all right there. And from there, you can go anywhere. So that's like your link to the universe. So what we have on the website, so on the top, you'll see news. And as you kind of scroll down, we have like different lines of information. One is community. Okay, like today I posted the traffic report. Now, and I say, you should read it, like I don't, because then I get stuck in traffic. But if everybody read the traffic report, they would know, like, where to avoid. And I
post
every single Monday. We have a local community. I write a blog every once in a while, not so much lately. I just kind of I don't want to talk about things. I would rather have other people speak for themselves. We do a pet of the week every week for the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast. We've been doing that for years. And we have a hurricane page it'll be moved to the top when hurricane season comes. Now, if you go along the top, there's all kinds of little pull-down bars. And what I think is really wonderful is we have counties and we have cities. And if you pull down on this, you can go to anywhere and you can get a bunch of information. And the way that I envisioned it when I put it together was, what if I just moved here?
Yeah.
What if I moved to Vero Beach and I didn't know anything? And so that's the information I kind of went looking for. So we have, government information, hurricane preparedness. We have something that I put on everything is our fertilizer ordinance, which is really important for anybody living near the Indian River Lagoon.
Yes.
They should know what their fertilizer ordinance is. And also some fun stuff. Like I have a haunted Vero walking tour. I find a nice hike. I'll put that on there. I put Humane Society on there. So I try to just put a bunch of, and if I find something fun, like usually hurricane season, I'll go around, I'll make sure that everything's up to date. But if I find something I think is fun, I'll put it right on that city page or that county page. So if people are on there, they can just kind of go looking for it. One thing that I'm really, that I'm about is finding things to pull us all together. So, which is kind of the opposite of most news places. And so what I did a few years ago was I decided that I was going to go to every beach in the three counties and I was going to create a database. I've done this before. I wrote a book about rescue called the All Florida Rescue Book a long, long time ago. So I'm an RN and I'm a documentary filmmaker, so I like to document things and I like to create lists of things where people can go. So I literally went to every beach in the three counties. I took photos, I made videos, I created a page for each thing. That's something that everybody
can benefit from. Yeah.
I love the beach. Everybody loves the beach. That's why we live here. So I created, we have like thousands of views on these beach pages. So sometimes I'll just sit and go through and look and see what's going on, how many views we have and stuff like that. And I am thrilled and amazed. That's one thing that just kind of makes people happy. And I'm sure they're using it to figure out what beach they want to go to.
Yes, weather permitting, you want to be able to plug and play and have all of those details spelled out for you. Which ones have showers? Which one has parking? I mean, all of those things are pertinent. What's better for snorkeling? And if you're just tuning in, we have our editor of treasurecoast.com, Cindy Lentz. She's on sharing with us the concept of treasurecoast.com and all of its amazing features, as well as its counterpart of the various breaking news Facebook groups that they help host and channel all of this great information for us as residents and guests to be able to peruse and use at our convenience. Real quick, before we have to go on a commercial break, Cindy, on any given month, how many hits are we looking at treasurecoast.com?
Oh, on our website?
On the website, yeah.
Yeah, a lot. Hold on one second. I have it down somewhere.
Well,
yeah, so I can tell you that. Hold on. I'm so sorry, Anna. I don't want to waste your time. Hold on.
I think in a recent presentation, she said it was like 66,000 hits.
Yeah. Those are unique visitors.
Unique visitors. And so, again, for advertising opportunities, there's options to do things a la carte with treasurecoast.com that really just makes it so user-friendly, because you all are so understanding of small business and the conditions of our current climate, if you will, that there's opportunities to just be advertising partners within their social media platforms, mm-hmm. within just the website.
Yeah.
There's combo packages and so much more. And that's just really so unique and very
like
budget-friendly. Yeah.
Kind of make advertising. They're like, advertising. I see our advertisers as our partners.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
yeah.
Want, And I also come from a small business background. I'm an RN, but I owned a compounding pharmacy in Palm Beach County for years with my ex-husband. So I know what it's like to own a small business. I know what it's like to kind of look at advertising dollars and say, you know, what's going to be the best thing for all of us, really? And like I say, sometimes, you know, it's great to have things on the website, but it's also great to put stuff on Facebook because it goes everywhere.
That's right, and it's easily shareable. And so kudos to treasurecoast.com for really creating something so palatable for businesses of all sizes to be able to get some eyeballs and recognition with their brand awareness and so much more. If you're tuning in, Cindy Lentz, treasurecoast.com. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back. My goodness, I'm telling you folks, February flew by and there's a lot to look forward to this weekend. And as we transition into spring, it's always exciting. Thanks for tuning in to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Special shout out to our friends over at True Colors Salon and Spa on Old Dixie in Vero, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. Very, very responsibly, socially distanced. You can come in and help feel your best as we transition into a new season. And they are budget friendly with extended hours into the evenings and weekends. Yes, they understand that some of us work. Guys, gals, we work. We might need someone to accommodate evening or weekend hours. Treasure Coast's True Color Salon and Spa can do that for you, budget friendly, with stylists of all calibers and specialties. And then, of course, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Headquartered right here in the Treasure Coast, they have offices in Melbourne, Vero Beach, and Port St. Lucie. Let them help you utilize your tax return and relief dollars wisely, and consider home ownership. Inventory is low. You must be pre-approved if you're going to go look, because it's going so fast. Caliber Home Loans can help you accomplish that. On the line, we have Cindy Lentz. She's our editor of treasurecoast.com, a new community partner and media resource for Treasure Coast Insider, as well as our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Luncheon Group and White Glove Moving and Storage. A perfect example of where treasurecoast.com comes in so handy is like the upcoming Under the Oaks event. White Glove Moving and Storage and shipping partner Pac-Mail Beachside have been longtime supporters of the program, providing on-site shipping and delivery services artists come from all over the globe to help support this event. It's obviously going to be done a little differently this year, but it is going to go on March 12th through 14th under the Oaks in Vero Beach, right over by the Museum of Art and Riverside Theater. It will be totally outdoors. And if you want more information about that and say you didn't know what website to go to, you could just go to treasurecoast.com and it's going to be there. All that information is there, along with so many more organizations, events, and businesses. Isn't that right, Cindy?
That's right.
And so being that you have such an outlet for folks to utilize posting events and business listings, which one of my favorite features of treasurecoast.com is, in fact, the holiday shopping guide, because you do such a great job of highlighting the unique finds that there are throughout the Treasure Coast. All of this is available for folks to do both free and as a paid advertiser, right?
Yes. And Dawn is in charge of that, Dawn Schmidt, and she does an amazing job with our holiday shopping guide.
It's really fun, very user-friendly.
It's our brainchild.
Yeah, and same thing with the hurricane relief. I mean, when you actually need the information, how great is it to have it all there in one easy-to-manage click? Bam, it's there.
Well, when Dawn came, I said to her, I want to do an online hurricane guide that is just like that, you know, the piece of paper that you pick up at the store?
Yeah.
That wraps and you lose it and you spill coffee all over it. Okay, I wanted to do that. So I went through and I kind of did all the pre, because what happens is once the storm hits, we get all the information.
Yeah.
All three, we get from counties and the cities and stuff like that. I will literally sit here until my electricity is shut off by the storm. I will sit here and post. We'll get it out on Facebook. We'll put it out on Twitter. We do everything we can. And if you kind of go back, there's a hurricane link on the bottom of the page, and if you go back and kind of look at what happened. So we have, we'll do a week. I think it's 100 days until hurricane season. In May, we get information from the National Hurricane Center. We'll do a whole week on preparation.
So valuable. Yeah.
We'll be on the page of the Hurricane Center. And then we just keep popping them out. Any kind of information that comes, as soon as that storm is coming, we're like on high alert. And we even have a way to send things out as an alert. Let's say something happened to our website. We can, if people sign up for alerts on our website, we can just keep sending it. We can just keep popping them out. And we literally, I've sat here for every single storm and have just pushed the information out there.
Very, very valuable. And again, we're talking about treasurecoast.com. Cindy, we only have about a minute or two left, and I just want to quickly highlight the fact that you are a supporter of the Treasure Coast Food Bank. My team at White Glove Moving and Storage has been supporting the Treasure Coast Food Bank as Move for Hunger movers for the past decade, and we are huge fans. What is it that treasurecoast.com does to help highlight this incredible organization?
Well, what we are doing right now is whenever they have an event, we make sure that people know about it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a nurse, so I'm out in the community with my patients who actually need these services. So I'm coming from the other end where I'll say to somebody, you need to go over there and maybe get some food, because we have a lot of people in our community that are elderly. They don't get out much. Their diets are poor. So we want to make sure that everybody is eating good food. And not only does the food bank get people food, but they're very, very cognizant of good nutrition and what people need to eat.
They really are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love them so much because they understand getting food to people isn't giving people cans of things. It's giving them good whole foods and vegetables. And they understand what a good diet is.
They really do. And it warms my heart to hear what a big heart you have in utilizing this incredibly large digital platform. Folks, if you're tuning in, treasurecoast.com is your online resource for all things happening throughout the Treasure Coast, as well as businesses and partners that you can trust. Cindy, thank you so much for being on the show today. If folks are interested in advertising or learning more about the different packages, they can access all that information right from your homepage at treasurecoast.com, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you again to our wonderful sponsors at True Color Salon and Spa, Caliber Home Loans, Foxy Nails, and of course, White Glove Moving and Storage. Cindy, we appreciate you. Until next week, folks, cheers.